The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
New movie Lucky. It opens here next weekend and it was inspired by the actor Harry Dean Stanton. The lead role of Lucky is also played by Harry Dean, who died a couple of weeks before the film was scheduled to open in the US. Well, the movie is co-written by Drago Samunja and Stanton's longtime friend Logan Sparks. And I talked to Logan a little earlier and asked him how easy it was to persuade Harry Dean to do the film.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Orla.
No worries.
To answer your question, it took some conniving to get him to say yes. The thing about it was I knew he had it in him. And, you know, he was a master at the top of his game towards the end of his life. And so when we wrote this for him, we really embraced his strengths as a person in real life and a lot of the dialogue that he would share with us on a day-to-day basis. So we loaded the deck, so to speak, so that it would appeal to him. But it was also the reason we wrote it was because we wanted his words to get to the world, while he could still say them. And so we loaded the deck in the script so it would appeal to him. And then I went around and I got people to say yes before I even pitched it to him. So like I went to Ed Begley Jr. and he said, sure. And then I went to, we went kind of down the list. And at one point we had Sam Shepard on board, but unfortunately he couldn't do it later on, but he had said yes. So then finally we got those all stacked, and then we went to Harry Dean and said, this is what we have available. This is, it was already said they'd come and play with you. Now read the script and see if it appeals. And he called me back and goes, well, I guess you made me an offer I can't refuse.
So when he read it and realized that some of the script, at the very least, was things that he would have said to you over the years, or little aspects and vignettes from his own life, did he question them? Did he say, I never said that, or that wasn't really something that happened to me?
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, really?
You know, yeah, let me tell you, I was his best friend and assistant for close to almost 17 years. And so we had, a lot of people refer to us as the two old Muppets that sat in the top of the theater and made fun of everybody. That was kind of our relationship. And we had no holds barred against each other, too. So, for example, there's a scene in the cafe when he's talking to Ron Livingston, and Ron's kind of giving him this question. And he says, you ever been married? And Harry, in real life, if anybody has ever asked Harry if he'd ever been married, he would say, I asked three women and thank God they all said no.
Yeah.
You know, and in this, he wouldn't say it. So on the day of, we're shooting it, and he's like, I don't want to say that. I never say that. And I'm like, Harry, you said that to me yesterday. And he goes, it's not right. It's not what Lucky would say. And I said, why don't you think it's what Lucky would say? And he said, because it's too personal. He doesn't share that much. And he floored me because he was right. You know, and so I had to admit you're right, I'm wrong. And that's, but it is something that he nitpicked, and he wouldn't say any dialogue unless it absolutely made sense. And it wasn't just for Lucky, it was for any project. He had to know exactly why. And that's the detail when you say, have you done your homework as an actor? Boy, he came in prepared.
Wow. Because I know David Lynch said it, who appears in the film, and there's an old quote from Dustin Hoffman about him that, you know, this guy, he's just such a natural. You can't believe he's the character. He just is. He just is the person because he's such
that's
a
right.
natural. Yeah.
That's right. And I think, I can't remember where I saw it. I think it was David Lynch talking about Harry Dean in Alien. I may be wrong, but there's this moment when Harry steps into the light and there's water trickling down from a condenser and it hits his face like rain, and he kind of looks up and turns his face into the light and the rain. And I believe it was David Lynch who said that's a very human moment. And it's a very voyeuristic thing that humans do, turn their face to the rain. And I always felt like that moment is so poignant. Especially, you know, in the sense of what's going to happen to the character, it's just definitely a beautiful thing that Harry was able to manifest.
Yeah. There's a scene with Lucky in the film when he goes to the doctor. And the doctor's going down, aside from the fact that he fell over, but he's going through his blood pressure and he's going through his heart and all of these things, and everything is tickety-boo. And he goes, you know, despite your smoking, if it was going to kill you, it probably would have done so by now. So, you know, don't give up the fags. It was kind of the same with Harry Dean, was it?
That was almost word for word a doctor's appointment I took him to. Yeah. We have this great doctor. Harry had this great doctor named Rico Simonini, and we call him Dr. Rico, but he's a great heart physician at Cedars-Sinai here in Los Angeles. And we went in there and we're going down the list, and eventually he goes, "Well, Harry, how long you been smoking?" And Harry goes, "Well, at the time," he goes, "I'm 85 and I've been smoking since I was 6. So you do the math." And the doctor just looked at him and goes, "Well, Harry, I would tell you to quit smoking, but it'd probably kill you. So keep doing whatever it is you're doing until it kills you."
How was his health when you were making the film?
He was great. He was in really tip top shape. I mean, for an 89 year old or a 90 year old. He had great stamina. We had a double for some of the walking scenes, but we ended up really not using him because Harry was willing to do it all. And, you know, we shot in 17 straight days, which for a film it's a beaten. It's not a long shoot. It's just an intense shoot. And we wanted to get it all done while we could. And there was only one day of shooting in the desert, which all the desert stuff, outside of the town, is that desert is where I grew up in Cave Creek, Arizona. Okay. And when I wrote it, I knew where I wanted to shoot and what we wanted to say with the longevity of the tortoise and the saguaros and Harry Dean. You know, those three icons live forever as far as I'm concerned.
I had mentioned at the start, I understand he died 2 weeks before its US opening. So for you, you know, obviously you're talking to us now a little bit down the road because it's opening here a little later than in the US. But what has it been like seeing it on screen, going to the openings and talking about him in the knowledge that, you know, such a short time ago he was with you and doing this film with you?
It's been very bittersweet, as you can imagine. It's been the highlight of my life, and it's been really a dark, kind of a dark, morose time as well, because I really wish and I really regret that we didn't do it sooner so that Harry could appreciate the love that people share about this film and about him. Mm. And, you know, from the very beginning, I said, this movie is about Harry Dean and it's for Harry Dean. And Harry said, "Well, I'll do it for you, pal." And that was it, you know, and we got everybody to just commit because of Harry. And then, you know, I was with him when he passed away, and we had made this promise. I promised him years and years ago that, you know, I'd be with him and stick with him to the end. And I did. And 2 weeks later, we had to open. And I just felt like, you know, we stormed the beaches and got to the bunker, and one of our guys is missing. So I, you know, I miss him to this day. I'm getting a little choked up thinking about the guy. Sure. My son, you know, my son is named Stanton.
So I read. Yeah, extraordinary. He was the best man at your wedding.
That's right. Huh. In fact, my wife and I got married. We were in our 40s when we got married, and she was barefoot and in a red dress and 7 months pregnant.
Oh, I love it.
We got married in my backyard, and Harry stopped the wedding as she walked down the aisle and said, "This is the craziest shotgun wedding I've ever been to." And then he sang Blue Bayou for our first dance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy was just an amazing person. And I say that because he affected me, you know, like Howard says in Lucky, Howard's talking about his tortoise, but the tortoise is really Harry.
Yeah.
And he affected me, you know, he changed me. And and I'm not an anomaly. Harry did that to dozens and dozens of people. I've met people that came up and were like, "I was a key grip on Repo Man, and the man gave me some philosophy that changed my life."
How did he change you, Logan?
I always say it's kind of like before and after I met Harry Dean. Mm-hmm. Harry gave me a get out of jail free card to see how the industry really worked. Mm-hmm. And once I understood how the industry worked, then I realized his philosophy of none of it really matters. And I don't say that as a nihilist. Mm-hmm. You know, you still have to pay your rent and love your children and stuff, but there's a beautiful guilt-free existence that he lived that I'm trying to live, where your attachment doesn't bring you sorrow. Mm. Your attachment brings you love and joy. Mm. Mm. You know, and it's a Taoistic and Buddhist approach to what we value in life. And it's far easier said than done, believe me. Yeah. You know, because I'm attached to everything, including USC football. You know, I get bummed when they lose and my wife is like, "Is this real?" And I was like, I'm like, yes, it's real. But but the truth is it's not. It's not real.
Did he know it was his last film, do you think?
Yes, he told me it was.
Did he? And was it because his health just wasn't there, or was it because he didn't think he wanted to do another film after this?
He thought this was a good end. This was a great we had the discussion that it was if Paris, Texas was, you know, one side of a bookend, then honorably we would take the other end of that if we could if we even, like I say, humbly take that position, because Paris, Texas is such a phenomenal film. But they were the two. The reason I make that comparison is because he only made he made that film where he was the lead, and he made Repo Man, but he kind of shared the spotlight with Estevez in that. So really the only two moments he had to be the lead in the Harry Dean Show was when Wim Wenders gave it to him and when we gave it to him for Lucky. Yeah. And to answer your question, his health was great all the way through. And then about 6 months after we wrapped, he had emergency appendicitis, and that really threw him for a loop. And then, you know, he had other maladies that kicked in after that, as 90-year-olds tend to have.
But is it true that he did yoga every morning like Lucky did?
Those were his exact yoga things.
Were they?
Yeah, he did them for years. They're called the Five Sacred Rites.
Okay.
Yeah, give it a shot.
He would certainly. If I thought I could live to 90, I'd certainly give it a go. Yeah.
And he would do it the way I showed, where he would light a cigarette, puffs, and then do them, and then finish the cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
We'd be at dinner sometimes, and he said I only eat so I can smoke. So he would take a bite, he would take a puff, and then take a bite, and then exhale the puff.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, he was married to it. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, you can see him. I take it all the smoking in the film was it was Harry Dean smoking. There wasn't any acting there. They were all the cigarettes that he smoked.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I thought there was a great elegance and childlike approach to the way he would covet those cigarettes. You know, if he only could smoke half of one, he would twist it out and tap it out and then twist the end of it and put it in his pocket, and he'd lean over and go, "That's shorty for later." And you know, and he would smoke them, or I'd find them in his pockets and throw them away later. But most of the time he would smoke them, you know, as if maybe he didn't have a carton sitting next to him. You know, but maybe that's a hang on from World War II when they were rationed so much.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't wear a seatbelt in the car when I drove, and finally I was like, "Why won't you wear one? It's just safer." And he goes, "Because it reminds me of when I was in a gun tub," which was a gun mount in the ship that he was in World War II.
Crikey.
Never occurred to me.
Yeah, this is the legacy of the man, of course. If you live that long, of all that he had been through. Extraordinary, yeah. Extraordinary. Well, the film is called Lucky. We're lucky to have it here. It's opening next weekend in our cinemas. Logan, it's been great to talk to you. Logan Sparks is the co-writer of the movie and himself a longtime friend of Harry Dean Stanton's. Logan, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
My pleasure. I can't thank you enough.
Cheers. Cheers. That's Logan Sparks joining us. And as I said, Lucky opens in our cinemas next weekend at the IFI in Dublin, among others. And you're tuned into the Green Room here on News Talk.
News Talk 106 to 108.